Oh, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. So we've had a couple of these little get-togethers where it's just nice and intimate, and it's Jeffrey, myself, and Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That, also recently featured on TMZ, whose birthday month it is. It's getting longer. So we thought we'd just give it a name and call it something. So we'd like to welcome you to a first official episode of What Happened Was, where we're going to tell you our life stories regarding certain topics. Now, this week, let's do a bit of a catch up first. How is Mr. Jeffrey Emmett at the moment this evening?
I'm fabulous. I brought my cocktail
Yes,
and I got
girl.
my Oprah straw and I'm ready to go.
Oh.
I have a bet going to see who gets drunker by the end of the show, Katrina or myself. I can't
It's
wait.
gonna be you.
I probably.
Is there a prize?
Public humiliation.
Oh, that's the best prize. We dwell in that prize every
I
day.
think whoever wins, we should get hot Stranger Wood photos.
Yeah, that's
That's
exactly
fair.
it. And as I mentioned before, we're recording this in your birthday month, Miss Katrina A. Johnson.
That's
How are you
right.
doing, girl?
Wonderful. I came prepared. My shirt says Slay All Day, then Rosé. Although, we're going to start off today with some red wine.
Oh, very
Oh, yeah.
nice.
You know, in
Very good.
my uncensored radio mug, because that's how we do.
Ah,
I was
very
gonna
good.
do that, but I'm like, no, nah, I want a real glass because the
Jeffrey
coffee.
was like, no, I need more.
Yeah,
More.
I need a like. It was bad enough.
And
I'm
just
like,
in case anyone wants to grab one of those unscented mugs, you can go to www.etsy.com/shop/justjeffemmett. Oh, work. Haven't done that in a little while, but that's okay. We're all licking.
it lets you order. Let us know.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
let us know. Well, we do get emails when it happens. So yeah, the theme of today's show is White Girl Wasted, war stories from the bar. It's the
Yeah.
drinking show, kids. So yeah, let's start out. The reason that I brought this up as a topic of conversation is because there's been a lot of news about it during COVID and whatnot. So just for your little information there, kids. Where are we? At the top. So, 20, blah, 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 blah. There, 54% increase in the national sales of alcohol for the week ending March 21st, 2020. But online sales of alcohol increased 262% from 2019. So we all went into lockdown and got nicely toasted by the
Oh,
sounds
yeah.
of it.
I was
Definitely.
not drinking at all when COVID hit. I had not been
What?
drinking for no, I remember I stopped drinking like the summer prior and had not had a drink for it was probably almost a year by the time I had a cocktail. So, but when they announced that the liquor stores were closing, at least that was kind of the word on Facebook. My ass ran to the liquor store and spent like $795 on wine and all the booze I could think of because I'm like, if shit goes south, I'm gonna make a killing mucking this up.
Oh, I definitely
Was
thought that was
prepared.
just for personal consumption.
No, because I
Nah.
wasn't drinking. And you know what the sad thing is? Because I'm sure the Airbnb people enjoyed it.
True. Oh, that's
It's
dirt.
just that, well, I left it in the cabinet. I was like, whatever.
You
Like,
should have
it's a
hidden it
nice car.
somewhere. You
Yeah,
should
should
have
have
made
locked
it.
it.
You should have made it like a horror movie and like hidden it somewhere and left like real dramatic clues.
did. I
Like
did
a
actually.
blood spray on the wall before they get there. So
Find
they're
my secret
scared.
stash.
And drink
I dare you. And when I find you know what happens.
I'm
We
wrong.
get wasted. What about you, Kat? Were you? Oh, sorry.
No.
I definitely started the lockdown getting wasted. I was in Hawaii at the Four Seasons in Kona. And I was on a work trip for 2 weeks. We got stuck in this bungalow at the Four Seasons, and it was heavenly. Like, what a great place to get
Yeah,
stuck,
such a
right?
hard life, right?
Awful. We had two golf carts just for us, and it was only the three of us. And we bought an incredible amount of alcohol for just those 2 weeks. And that's, just to consume there, like we weren't going to take it home with us. But I think I had at least a bottle of wine every day. Plus we had a million beers, and we went through a bottle of tequila the first day, a whole bottle. And I think a 24 pack of Corona and other things. Oh yeah. It was all fun was had by all. And that was just to start. The kickoff.
How many?
That was the kickoff. The last three of us. It was the last 2 weeks of March in 2020. Yeah,
that's when shit got real. Shit got real quick.
And
real
we were lucky we went to the grocery store because we tried to go back the next day and there was nothing on the shelves. No food, no water, no alcohol, nothing. Like
you were sending me videos.
It was nuts.
We just, that's when we started to reboot the show. Mm-hmm. And you were sending me like videos of you guys like on the beach or whatever.
And there's nothing on the shelves anywhere. It was crazy. Yeah.
That's what happened here as well. We ran a toilet paper, pasta, flour, and there were like 2-hour lineups to get into the liquor store. It was just like, there was a beer shortage for a little while. Australia calmed down. I know, right?
We never ran out of booze.
Were you allowed to swim and everything while that was happening, Kat?
Okay, so at first, yes, and then slowly everything was taken back.
Oh, no.
So in the beginning, I was allowed to swim.
You were like...
And then I was like, oh, yeah, and they had the staff come wait on us. But then the next day, there was no staff. And then the next day, there was no cushions. And then the next day...
It was like Survivor.
Oh, my God.
They're rationing the luxury. You're like, no!
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Everything got taken away eventually. Yeah.
Well, look, you make do. You make do when you make... Like, when stuff like that happens, you're like, whatever, I will make it work.
You make do with the Four Seasons. Life is rough. I know.
Life is rough. Just fighting the commoners off in the street. Like, get away from my resort.
Well, we were at a regular resort, but it closed, and we got kicked out. And luckily, we had a friend who had this property. Yeah. So we were allowed to stay there, and it was empty. I got friends in good places.
You do. You have friends in good places. I remember once in our youth, we were actually, so we moved out to a house, as you do when you're young, and we didn't have money for it. We were having a birthday party. We didn't have money for proper alcohol. So my friend's dad was making his own alcohol, and it was like homemade vodka and homemade bourbon and like crazy high percentage of alcohol. So we had a party. We decided we would have a party and charge everyone $20 or you could drink. When you walked into the house in the morning, it looked like a murder scene. There were just bodies everywhere, clothes.
Did anybody
fluids like
barf on that jungle juice you were feeding them?
No, well, I don't know.
That's amazing.
I had like a few drinks, and I was like, I gotta go to that because look, we've all had absolute shockers, like. If anyone thinks that we're like classy and whatnot, I'm just going to show you a few photos because we are.
You bitch!
We're not cute. We're
cute. Some of us are cute.
Oh, look, wait. This one is. Oh, hey, what's going on?
Oh, I was like, is that the guy?
With no beard. It's my baby face. That was in New Orleans. That was a bad night.
I thought it was the guy that does all those movies with Simon Pegg.
Oh, I wish it was. I wish I was.
Yeah, he'd be rich right now.
How rude. But yeah, holiday. See, as Kat was saying, holiday seems to be like the place where you get yourself in trouble. I remember going to Hawaii once. Going to Hawaii, and then we met up. We decided to do this booze cruise thing. Like, you know, because we were, it was early 20s. Yeah, we would have been early 20s. Like, mid 20s. And then
this booze cruise
got absolutely like shit fuck wasted. Had been at Wet n Wild. Who knew there was a Wet n Wild in, like, I was like, in Honolulu. So there was a Wet n Wild. There was no one there. So we'll run around all day going, got red raw sunburnt and decided to drink like 900 liters of alcohol. Anyway, that was the first night. Well, that was the first night. We're like, oh my God. So hungover. Spent the whole next day just, you know, half submerged in the pool and whatnot. And then we were out one night to dinner, and we're like, yes, we're so mature, we're gonna have adult dinner and be nice. And then we ran into the guy who was running the thing. He goes, I'll let you back in for half price. So we went again. It was like, yeah. Then the last night we're like, oh yes, we'll just go have a very sensible dinner, and then we'll get ready and we'll, like, for the flights and everything tomorrow afternoon. Ran into them again. And long story short, I went missing for a few hours. No one could find me. I still to this day don't know where I went, but I woke up on the sofa bed in the apartment, sand everywhere. So obviously the beach. Mm-hmm. But a good,
with who? Who knows?
Who knows? But a good 2 hours they couldn't find me. A good 2-3 hours. I was like, peace, I'm out. We were at Jack in the Box, and next second I was gone. So oh, who knows? Who knows?
I sort of did that.
Somebody's
on Christmas, I took Adam Sandler to Hawaii and his family.
Yeah, you
did. And Christmas Eve, I have friends in Honolulu, so they took me to this amazing Christmas party, and it was at the guy's house. This guy supplies all of the seafood to all the fancy restaurants, so they had like fresh lobster, crab, and like big platters of it everywhere. It was amazing. But they also had tons of alcohol. And my friends are doing shots, and they're doing Japanese whiskey, and I'm not a whiskey person, but I was like, oh, you tell me it's super fancy, I'll try it. If you tell me anything is super fancy, I'll probably try it. So I tried it, and then the party's over, so we mosey on down to a lounge. Then we go to a club. Then we go to an after hours. And I don't remember much after that. We were somewhere in Chinatown. And I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning in the ladies' toilet in Chinatown. My friends were gone. The restaurant was closing. I had no idea where the fuck I was. I didn't have my bra. And I just started walking.
Didn't have my bra.
I had no idea where I was or what happened to my bra, but I'm just walking. It's dark as hell. There's like no Ubers. There's no anything. Eventually, I managed to like flag down a cab. I end up leaving my credit card and ID in the cab on the seat. I was probably looking for my bra. And... I have no idea what time I fell asleep or where that place was or what happened. But let me tell you, I woke up so hungover the next day, and I had to wait at the airport until 8 p.m. until Adam Sandler wanted to leave. And I was just like, ugh. Oh, and how do you track down this cab that has your ID and your credit card in it? I don't know, but I figured it out.
Oh,
I figured it out. I think I paid with a credit card, and so I was able to track the cab down that way. And I had to pay them my full fucking fare to drop off my shit to me at the airport.
Well, look, you got it back. That's the best.
Yeah, but not the bra. The bra.
The bra is somewhere in Honolulu.
Sacrifice to the party gods.
Still roaming Honolulu shores.
Guys, that's how you do Christmas.
That's a cat Christmas, everyone. That's amazing. I want to hang with you next Christmas.
I asked my friends. I finally saw them in Vegas. I was like, hey, do you know what happened to me on Christmas? They're like, you just disappeared. We didn't know where you went. So did my bra, homie.
That's just bravery. That's what happens. That's why I travel alone, because then no one can tell me what I did the night of the night before. Yeah.
I know.
Like, I could also be dead, but you know.
Well, there's that. I've been watching the show The Serpent. You could definitely disappear.
Yeah, that guy. Right. Just gonna disappear.
Like, oh my God, go to the beach 80s. With him. No.
The 80s. Insane.
Hello, Natalie Holloway kids. Like, No.
No. Mm-mm. No. I got lost in Vegas, actually. That reminds me. I went and saw Jennifer Lopez and Britney Spears in Vegas.
Ooh. Sounds amazing.
Because that was the one week in the whole time they crossed over. And I was like, tickets!
It's meant to be!
It's meant to be. That was when I saw her fall over.
Whose show was better?
Do you know what? Jennifer really, really impressed me because I was like, I hadn't seen her live before, but the energy of hers impressed me. But the night that I was at Britney, she debuted two brand new songs. So that kind of made me go, oh,
well, that doesn't like, count.
Yeah,
it does.
Who was the better performer?
Oh, Jennifer, of course.
And did Jennifer sing live?
She did because she fell over. Remember I told you that story? She fell for it.
She got right back up and just give
she's like, wah, I'm Jennifer Lopez. She's back. She likes to fall down.
Out of breath.
Yeah.
She does so that fall was, down an awful lot.
She does. Maybe she's allegedly. So that was like my second night.
We don't know nothing about
there.
That life.
We don't know. That was my second night there. So I was like, oh, I'm here. I'm in Vegas. I'm going to do it. So I went drinking at the bar, and as I do, because I have this accent, anytime I'm in America
people
or in the UK, people
go, buy you shit.
And they do buy you shit. Mm-hmm. And then you end up in a random casino where you don't know where you are. And you're like, I don't know my surroundings. So I wandered around, like, I blacked out for a little while. And then I was sitting in like a seating area at one of the casinos. I'm like, where the fuck am I? But it wasn't like in the main gaming floor. It was up in the hotel area.
Oh.
So just like out. I was like, shit, where am I? Wandered around for about, I reckon, 45 minutes. Found out I was actually across the road from where I was staying. Because I was.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, who knows? Went outside and the sun was up. I'm like, last time I remember, it was literally 10:30 p.m. So, yeah.
Somebody got a roofie.
Maybe they roofied you.
Oh, well, look.
Oh, look, I feel like everybody has to get roofied at least once, right?
No.
I actually have been, and no. It was one of the funniest stories. Horrible. Not for me. Not for everyone else, but for me it was, because we were out one night in town at the brewery for the Australians from Newcastle. Brewery. You! And I had... Because I'm one of those ones, when it's time to drink, it's drinking time. It's not like, I'll just have one. So I was like, three. I'll have three of everything. So I get three vodka raspberries, actually, and left them stupidly on a table.
Uh-oh.
I was like, bumping away. Anyway, drinking. Next minute, I was like, they had to carry me like a dead body, because I just kind of went, down the stairs, like the stairs are like almost bloody vertical, like carry down the stairs, and I'm vomiting into the harbour.
Oh, no.
And it was literally in the space of 5 minutes. So I don't know if they made me roofied all three drinks, thinking they were three different persons, three different peoples, but I was like,
and you took
like,
all three. Oh, shit.
I was literally fine. And the next minute, I was like, what? Everyone's like, oh, you should go to the hospital. Like, I'll go home. So I slipped it off.
That happened to a friend of mine. We were underage. We snuck into this nightclub. Well, we had fake IDs. And she was dating this MMA fighter, and she's like, oh, he's so hot. Oh my God. She's like, but he's mad at me because I haven't put out yet. And I was like, well, okay. He sounds like a dick. Like, if you don't want to, don't. She's like, I know, but maybe. I don't know. So we drive to the club with these guys that are like MMA fighters. And I'm instantly disgusted because they go to 7-Eleven to buy beer, and they don't buy the beer. They take it, they steal it, they run out with the beer. I was like, oh, no. I can't be seen with these people. We need to leave. She's
don't
like, no,
you know
let's
what
just,
I do for Christmas?
Let's just go in. Let's get... these people. Right. I was like, I can't do this. No. Like, I, no. Mm-mm. Crime is where I draw the line. No. We pay for shit when I'm around. We means you. You pay for shit when I'm around. So unless it's like, you know, comped, then that's different. But anyway. I was already like disgusted. Then we go to the club. They buy her a drink and they're trying to force me to take this shot. And I was like, no, I don't do shots. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I didn't trust them and I didn't know what was going on, but I knew better than to take this mystery drink that they gave me. My girlfriend took it and was instantly like,
she gone.
Like a dead body.
She
so
dead body.
Security was trying to kick us out. And he's like, you have to leave. And I go, I'm not going anywhere. He's like, ma'am, you need to leave. I go, oh, really? Okay, we'll tell you what. She's 17. You let her get drugged in this club. I will shut this whole place down. I will own this bitch. Her father's an attorney. Now what? He's like, oh, okay. Well, what do you need? I go, I need that motherfucker's keys and his driver's license because I need to know where to get back to his house so I can get my car. He's like, okay. He went and he grabbed this tiny little MMA dude, like felt him up, grabbed his keys, grabbed his ID, gave them to me and helped me carry her dead body down the stairs. And then I get her in the car. She's like, I want to call my dad. Do not call your dad. I want to call him. I can't see anything. I'm blind. I need to call my dad. I'm like,
oh, God.
Don't call your dad. Anyway, so then we go. I get her in this man's Chevy Tahoe. And the CD that was in the glove box or in the CD player, I know what it was because I stole it. It was 2002, The Chronic. And it is now in my possession. In one of those like old school folder flappy things with all the CDs in it. Yeah. One of those, like a CD Trapper Keeper. Anyway, so I drive his Tahoe back to his house and there's a phone ringing in the glove, in the center console.
Well, you stole his car.
I stole his car. So I then answer the phone. It's some chick. It's his girlfriend.
Oh,
I thought he was dating my friend. Oh, no, this dirt bag drugged my friend so he could get in her pants when he's got this other nice girl at home. So I told her the whole story. I was like, let me tell you, your man's a piece of shit. He drugged my friend. She's underage. I don't know how old you are, but he likes young girls. It's not cool. Took us to the club, drugged her. I'm driving his car. She's like, what? You're driving the Tahoe? I was like, oh, yes, I am. I'm listening to 2002, The Chronic. And
I'm taking it.
I was like, and he's a piece of shit cheater. I just ratted him out.
Oh, dear.
And I usually think snitches get stitches, but this fool deserved it. What a douchebag. But then we get back to where my girlfriend's car is, and it's a stick shift, and I can't drive it. So I had to figure out how to get directions to tell our friend Bert to come pick us up to drive her stick shift home. Bert came. Bert to the rescue.
Bert came through, baby.
She had to pretend to be nice to him the next day because her ID, her lipstick, and all of her shit was in his pocket. She needed her ID back and all of her shit. So I was like, all right, here's what you do. You just say, oh, I'm so sorry. I just blacked out. I don't know what happened. You get your shit, you punch him in the face, and then you run. So that's what she did.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you still want to party with me, Jeffrey?
Let's see. I do recall.
I'll keep you safe. I will keep you safe.
Sounds like my kind of party, actually.
Listen, I've partied with you plenty of times, bitch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying you recall because you're not really incriminating yourself yet, Jeffrey. You recall what? What do you recall?
Well, I got roofied once, and I was so excited that I finally got roofied. I felt like I had made it, right? But I didn't know what had happened. Like, we just got to the club. It was like the first drink. And I thought it was a real trippy experience. I didn't know what was happening because I was not coherent, but my brain was still working.
Oh.
So I knew what was kind of going on around me, but I couldn't function.
How did your booty feel?
It was fine. We were in the middle of the club, so there was...
Oh, so you were fine.
Yeah, like my friend, she's like, are you okay? You know, and until the next day, she's like, bitch, you got drugged. And the bartender was my friend called. He's like, what happened to you? He's like, dude, he's, you know, you drink like a horse. What's going on? I'm like, and yeah, we found out. So I was actually excited.
Who did it? You found out the person?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was this dude. But I was just excited that somebody felt the need to roofie me.
No! Yes!
No!
That
I know you, you would have gone for free.
No, no, I was no, back then, like I was
dead. They knew he could drink a lot and they were trying to bypass that bill.
Yeah, and I no, because I never paid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't pay.
I do know that feeling. There you go.
Really well. I tipped, like, what the bill would have been was the tip. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was never good. But yeah. Oh, hey. Yeah.
Hello. Round two, fight.
There would be nights, so I would do the shot tray. And, you know, so I'd be working and we'd drink.
I've got a story.
I would get in, not like hammered, and like, you know, the gross old guys like pinch your ass or whatever. And the one,
The one gross old guy's pinching your ass. What?
I slapped him in the face. I just did.
And she then I Jajan.
I sure did. I had a really bad tendency of when I was drinking, if people got inappropriate with me, I would slap them or make them wear the shot tray. And this was not an unknown thing. Like, the owners knew, everybody knew. And a lot of people thought it was funny. So I don't know how many people did it to get the show, or, you know.
Yeah.
But I slapped a few bitches. Like, it was
fun. I would set other people up. I would set up people to go do that to you. Like, I'd be like, hey, Luke, he really loves it when people grab his ass. Just go. Just go.
It's good.
Yeah, I was.
I'll buy you a shot. Just go.
That shot tray went flying through the air numerous occasions. Then had to go find all the money.
Question: what color were the shots?
All different colors.
Can you just picture like all of the rainbow juice falling down?
Oh, it was nasty.
On here's Luke's beautiful blonde hair.
we had like pretty Girl Scout, a banana split, which was like pink and creamy. Then there was like Windex.
That's how I describe myself. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, creamy. Yeah.
I don't know about the creamy part.
Well, if you're doing it right, yes.
Yeah. It was so...
Someone's trying to join the party.
Sorry, that was my house falling down.
Maybe Steve is winning the drunk contest and he's just sneaking it in somehow. We didn't even see it.
It's 11:45 in the daytime here. Sadly, I wish.
Monday, fun day? No, that's not a thing here.
No, it's Tuesday here at the moment.
Oh my God.
We call it Taco Tuesday and we get blitzed here.
I thought it was Sunday.
It's Monday. See, this is why Jeff needs to stop drinking.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been. I've had a kidney stone. I haven't been drinking at all.
I don't believe him.
I think he does protect.
I am too old. I cannot.
We're going to talk about that in a second. Okay. I'm going to tell my shot.
Yes, story. Tell us.
Yes. So yeah, I've got two. I just remembered I had two. Because one time in Vegas, we were there because our dance school went over there and did, like, you know, a bit of a tour. So we went clubbing in Vegas because I was literally just 21. I was like, but my mum came as well. We lost her.
Yes.
We lost her in the club. She was up, like, lap dancing with some dude. Some hot Asian dude with his shirt off. And she was like... Anyway, the shot girl comes past and she's like... Nah, nah, nah. And I was, like, obnoxious wasted. So I got $100 bill. I got $100 bill, threw it at her, and took the tray. I was like...
Oh, I'm going to agree with you.
I was like, oh, this is mine now. A bright green. I don't know what it was.
Nothing good.
Nothing good. And then in New Orleans, we were, again, having a nice quiet
probably
night.
Like apple shots or some shit.
Oh,
like
probably.
Apple TV shot. Yeah.
Probably. We were having a nice quiet night in New Orleans because we had to travel again. And we ran into a shot girl, and that didn't end well for us. So we ended up selling on the streets because she said, every time you sell one, I'll give you two. So we were like, we were working for her.
You
we're
guys
like,
put yourself to work. You well, were
we,
working.
We used the accent. So they're like, Australian. So we were getting like white girl wasted. off free shots because we were selling for her and she didn't have to do anything. She just stood amazing. There. And then she's like, oh, come into the bar and have some drinks. So we were drinking like huge hurricanes and stuff. And we're like sitting there looking at each other.
I can't imagine the hangover from that.
We would do hurricane
and
shots.
Then we got on a so bus. Amazing. We got on a Greyhound
on purpose.
Bus. Oh, we were young and thinking that was the way to save money, but
it's not the way.
It's not worth it.
I don't. It's not the way. Were you poor?
Where were you going?
Oh, see, we'd gone. We were away for nearly 2 months. We're in the States for like 2.5 months, nearly. So it was towards the end.
I just need to know how long you were on the bus.
The bus we were on for like 12 hours.
You weren't ready for this one, were you?
I was not ready for this one. No. I just went to my happy place and just went.
It reminds me of an ex-co-host that was so afraid of flying and anxiety problem that he took the bus home and it did not end well. It took him like 6 days.
Slid right down the leg in the boot.
No, the drunk people. Can we tell that story? You remember that one at the time?
Tell.
With a certain ex-co-host?
Go ahead.
You got him hammered. I don't know what happened there.
I get everyone hammered. Why is that a surprise? That's what I do. There were Jello shots. Are you supposed to say no to that? No.
Oh, yeah. Madison showed up with a freaking big old igloo cooler with Jello shots. No, but so we had the wedding, the ceremony, and then the reception was in a different place. Now, mind you, we were all pretty fucked up, okay? Like, we were killing gallon jugs of wine before the wedding in the big fish bowl. There's pictures of it. I think there's a picture of me and Kat somewhere, and she's got this horrible, obnoxious turquoise dress.
That you picked, bitch.
No, that was
I didn't pick it.
It was Joyce. I picked the plain sundresses that were like for the beach that were $23 because I wanted everybody to be comfortable.
And that hideous blue turquoise mermaid shit that you made me wear, that shiny.
That was your mama Emma.
Wasn't even $20, it was way more.
yeah, it was
from China.
Look, at that point, I was sick of dealing with my mother.
It's okay.
That was so bad.
I think you're talking about how I got ghost face wasted with your brother.
So they took off in a different car in between the wedding and the reception. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened then, but by the time they got to the reception,
we went and bought a bottle of effing cucumber vodka, which is my favorite. I haven't had it since, but at the time,
I can't imagine why.
At the time, it was my favorite, and I'm pretty sure we drank almost the whole thing right before the reception.
Yeah, no, it was gone.
Okay, because I think we maybe took one or two during.
You were annihilated, but Woodstock was.
Well, that's just because I was a professional at the time living in Las Vegas, but I don't remember much of the reception.
Shit, I fuck with that.
Had it since.
Wait for it. Listen, so they get back, and mind you, Woodstock was the best man. He comes in, he's annihilated. He is going, this is against God's plan. This is abomination. Meanwhile, he's in love with the dude I was marrying and had been trying to like break us up nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Weddings are the worst.
Yeah, and then he like canceled. It's a true story. Like the reality show that we filmed, like that part where he canceled the house within days of leaving for the reality show in LA. And like it was like, you know, the reality show and Joe and I kind of honeymoon trip. I mean, it was it's such a clusterfuck. My favorite part was at the wedding. This bitch, we were fucking doing shots. We had this intern who thought he was hot shit. Scotty the hottie. He wasn't. And so he's buying us drinks or whatever. And she's like standing looking at me and she doesn't realize he's walked up. And she's like, fuck him. And his ugly ass.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. You ripped them a new one. He was gone. We never heard from him again after that. But so she, I was like,
my bad.
Sorry, Scotty.
Sorry. So
she just turns around, looks at him, and she just walks away. She doesn't say a word. So, you know,
Paracon, sorry, Scotty, wherever you are, I'm so him. Sorry. I don't remember this, and also I'm sorry that I said fuck you and then didn't
because
fuck you.
He was
sorry.
Being an asshole. He was like, he was being
then
an
you
asshole.
Deserved it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but here's the best part. I actually had my wits about me. She walked in, I was like, she's got a point. And then I turned around and walked away. Like, and yeah, he was not an intern anymore after that.
So a new intern has a lot to live up to.
Yeah, like, I mean, what the
yeah
fuck?
But we'll be nice to him. He's a relative. I will never cuss him out. Probably. Most likely.
A new intern.
Our new intern.
Who's Moses?
He's related to the ranter. No?
Vera's nephew.
I don't,
Jeffrey, hello.
I think Jeff had a stroke.
He's Vera's nephew. Our new intern is Vera's nephew. And I'm afraid of her. So I will never say fuck him. I'm afraid of Vera. Aren't we all?
Now everyone knows how.
Yes.
I thought we were talking about that other one.
No.
Fucking hell.
Because there was another one that didn't end well. We were real. we
the other one that didn't end well had bum fluff.
I think we know who's gonna win most wasted.
Oh wait.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What? I'm just saying. Yeah, weddings are the worst though, because I remember my friend's first wedding. Whoops. first wedding.
Elizabeth Taylor action.
Yes, she all right. I'm all about that. She's doing her do, whatever.
Best way to social climb. I'm just
they went to get photos, but it was like nearly three or 4 hours between the wedding and the reception. So we got to the reception venue hella early. And it was just me and my friend were sitting there at, what are we gonna do? Let's drink. So they got there and we're like
were you in the wedding party? Did you have to be
not
in
that
photos?
Time? I have okay. A funny wedding. I have a wedding party story to tell, but I can't tell it on air because it didn't
happen. The best man's wedding was an abomination. Top.
Okay. That. Okay. That's well. After, okay. After I show. Will top that. I will top that. I was the maid of honor at a wedding at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
Work.
You know who it was. You know who it was. You don't like that bitch. You know who it was.
Yes, because you know our certain Power Ranger friend was going to take me as her date.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Do you not remember this scandal? Like, we kept laughing about it. But you
know, scandal. So yeah. Many scandals. This is why we need to get Jeff loose.
And I got in big trouble for not giving a great speech. And I was like, well, bitch, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
I have principles.
were like Snooki,
very few,
J-Wow,
but like,
and
what's that?
You were like Snooki and J-Wow at what's Angelique or Angelique's wedding, whatever.
Angelina.
Angelina. Her. On Jersey Shore, that's how they were. She was so pissed over that speech they gave. Yeah, that was you, girl.
Yeah,
it was
like,
great.
You used
but my
to
speech
be a
was not bad. Like,
no,
I am a national debate champion. I have a degree in rhetoric. My fucking speech was on point, okay? The point
and
is,
I was a Nickelodeon, fuckers.
Thank you. The point is, I just didn't add enough fluff, and I'm not going to lick your ass if you've got bum fluff and it doesn't deserve licking.
Exactly, because you know why? Hashtag no ribbies for COVID.
All I can say is I bet the bride is giving her man roomies.
Well,
yeah.
You got to keep them happy
in
somehow.
Their one bedroom apartment.
Oh.
With her stolen MacBook. I'm...
Oh, okay. We're getting.
She stole my computer.
We're telling tales out
of. And one day I lost my cell phone, so I wiped all of my devices, and she had to call a friend to call me to try and get my code so that she could open up the stolen MacBook of mine that she still possessed. I was like, fuck that bitch. I'm not giving her a code. Wiped it again 6 months later. Bye.
Just whenever I feel like it. That's true. Now
let's go wipe some shit.
All right, I want to talk about drunken injuries because did you know between 22% and 30% of non-fatal injuries in the home involve alcohol?
I thought it involved shoving things in the butt.
Well,
do they have to be mutually exclusive? Probably not.
They could be.
911 calls. But maybe that's specifically 911 calls.
Who's had a shocking post drinking or pre or drinking injury? Because I've got a couple.
I mean, I have a series of MPBs, mysterious party bruises.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I did run up an escalator and get my flip flop stuck because I don't usually wear flats, and I smack face down and I smack my face on the escalator, and then the stairs are going boom, 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 smacking me in the face the whole fucking way up. Boom, 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 boom. So I then get to dinner. 5 minutes later, my front tooth falls out on the plate. Yeah. And then, oh, yeah. I'm so vain. Can you imagine me out in public with no front tooth? And then, yeah, thank you. Then I decide that since my girlfriend's only in town like two nights a year, I wasn't going to ruin her night. So I was going to stay out. And we stayed out because we called every emergency dentist in Newport Beach and none were open because it was super late. So we went to the club. We went to the club. Mind you, my elbows are bleeding. My knees are bleeding because I went down the wrong kind of way, not the fun way, but I went down. I'm like bloody. I'm missing a fucking tooth that I put in my purse. And then, then we get to this club. And this guy has this huge, huge bottle, like a magnum of Grey Goose. He's like, ladies, come over. Help me drink this. Help me. And I go sit next to him, but I'm like, I'm like this. I'm like, hi. Hi, cutie. Hi. And then he, you know, I take a drink, whatever. I let him buy the girls' drinks, whatever. And he's like, you've got a beautiful mouth. And I was like, with my missing fucking front tooth. I was like, you got to tell my friend. Tell her that. Tell her that.
Tell her what?
Tell her what you just told me.
She has a beautiful mouth.
He's from West Virginia.
And my friend was like, oh my God. And this was like Friday night. The dentist couldn't get me until Saturday afternoon. So for like 24 hours, I had no fucking front tooth. So then I get to the dentist. And they bring in two ladies that are like dental hygienists or assistants or whatever with the dentist, and they close the door, lock the door, and they tell me, this is a safe space. You can tell us what really happened. They thought I was a battered woman. I was like, okay.
I'm a drunk hoe.
I get it. How this looks, but what really happened was, not allegedly, what happened was I had a couple cocktails and then I had a run in with the escalator and I went bam, bam, bam. And they're like, well, was anybody with you? I was like, yeah, no, I did this unsupervised alone, actually, but I have proof. I know it sounds crazy. So I'm like, if you look at my wounds, it had the grate of the escalator on my elbow in blood and bruises, like a zigzag fucking zipper pattern. And I had a bruise on my left thigh. I shit you not. It was almost a foot long and wide, huge. It looked like a Subway sandwich, purple zipper Subway sandwich on my left thigh. And I was like, yeah, I know. I did this to my damn self, so.
Oh, Kat, that's amazing. I thought
what
I was going to be the,
was.
I thought I was going to be the one that, no, you Woo. Win, I think. You win. I've got two memorable ones. Oh, amazing. But two memorable ones.
Please, yes.
One night we were drinking at a friend's place after work. So we all worked together at a restaurant. So, you know, as you do, drank. And, big house party, and I was a bit of a, you know, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Me, never. I was a bit of a party girl. So we were out talking and all that, you know, as you do. I need to speak to you. Okay, sure, no worries. So we went out to a garage and I went to sit on just rest against the car. It had been raining. So I leant slipped and fell backwards. What I didn't know was there were two plate glass windows just sitting against the garage. You just hear smash, ka-tinkle, crash. The girl I was with just starts screaming, like screaming, screaming. Everyone comes running and I'm sitting there going, what? They're like, don't move, don't move. There's this big bit of glass just like resting on my chin. I'm like, And so anyway, I get the whole back of my shirt is shredded. Like, it looks like I was attacked by, I don't know, the shirt. Like,
by the Tiger King.
Bleeding like a motherfucker out my back. So my friend is stitching me up. Well, I'm not really stitching. It wasn't that bad. Sticking me together. And they all went out in town. And I was like, oh, what's going on? I was like, so I tried to follow them. Again, forgot that it had been raining.
Oh, my God. This fool.
Hit the pebble deck driveway.
Stop! No!
Flat on my back.
Tea kettle. Flat on your fresh wounded back.
On my freshly bloody back. Anyway, so I got put to bed and they all went out and came home the next day. That was fine.
That's fair. But did you look like this?
I did not look like that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I sure do.
You are going.
What happened was?
Breaking news. TMZ, the Katrina Johnson from Nickelodeon's daughter with no tooth. You're welcome.
And the second one. The second one's even better.
There's more.
Yeah, there's a second one. Oh, there's a lot.
But this is where
these are the ones that I remember. These are the ones that I remember. Oh, so it was my 24th birthday. Yeah, 24th birthday, and I had I didn't break up. My ex boyfriend had just broken up with me a week before. So you know how you do.
Was he married?
No.
Don't chase him, replace him. So you were on the tour. You were touring, trying to replace him.
At my sister's place. And we had a nice dinner and then it like got very, very drunk. Got kicked out of the pub because I would not give back the karaoke microphone. I was like, man. Got removed. Anyway, went back, stumble, fall over. Sitting back at my sister's place after ingesting some definitely not legal substances as well. And then I had this bottle of champagne that I was carrying around.
You got lost somewhere. Yeah,
not lately. I was like, not lately. So anyway, I had this bottle of champagne with me and I was like, oh, whatever. I just sculled the end of it, but I'd had it for too long, so it was flat. And I went, oh, that did not go down well. So I got up. I went, I'm going to be sick. Got up, started to move. My sister had a bit of a ghetto cheek thing going, had a phone cord hanging in the doorway. So like a landline.
Oh my God.
That connects the internet. So I went, tripped on my toe, fell, and landed this eyebrow? Yeah. On her back step. Crack. Blood everywhere. My pants down because I needed to pee. I needed to pee as well. So I crawl in, vomit, do whatever. Again, I was put to bed. No fucking idea.
Wait. So you wake up bloody and full.
Wait. You don't know what this is the best part. I wake up going, fuck, I've got a headache. I feel so sick. Rah, rah, rah. I'm like, my sister is nowhere to be seen because she's probably still upstairs passed out. I ring my mum. I'm like, can you come pick me up? She's like, yeah, no worries. So I get in the car, she goes, what has happened to your face? I'm like, shut up, just take me home. I was sitting there and I'm like, I pull down the revision mirror. I have a huge gash in my forehead, the blackest eye. It was ridiculous. And then I get home like, oh, fuck. I've broken my big toe as well.
Because you went down.
Because I tripped, fell, and crashed.
Why?
A broken toe, a smashed head, and a black eye.
I'm going to say the thing that we're not supposed to say. You might be the new Mike J.
Oh, God.
But one that we like. Because I've always liked you, to be fair. I have always loved you.
You're not an evil, conniving bitch who tries to ruin marriages and fucking...
Well, end lives. Other than your own, you don't try to end lives.
Well, not yet.
Right.
Come on, Jeff. Any drunken injuries?
You know, no. I...
Hold on. Have you gotten anyone else drunk and caused them injury?
Lots of people.
All the time.
Lots of people. When I, early 20s, I moved to Arizona for a time.
Wait, hold up. What about the story you told us about your ex-husband?
Oh, with the glass? I just told that.
I know. So that one counts.
Yeah. And then I kept dropping, trying to carry that poor bastard. Like, he was heavy, man. Like, I don't know. I have no muscles.
Tall boy.
I was in a skinny phase. There was no muscles there. I wasn't eating.
I was drinking my calories.
I need the calories for alcohol.
I love drinking the calories.
Yeah. And then like, the worst part was we were drinking White Zinfandel.
Okay, Jeffrey, to be clear.
See, that's the worst thing. In it? When you drink it, when you're drinking like that, so when you're in your early 20s, I remember because...
Yeah, but I could.
Everyone could back in the day. But like...
He could.
The whole restaurant mm-hmm. was like we lived together, worked together, party together. It was like that 24-hour. You guys have seen the movie Waiting, right?
That is literally
my old workplace.
Yeah,
like, that sounds awesome.
Down to the bone.
But minus like, the fact that you guys probably didn't make enough money. Other than that, it sounds awesome.
We didn't have to live on much. We were drinking our calories. That's all good.
Perfect.
I was at work one day after a party, and these two girls, two sisters, God love them, they come up to me because I was working in the bar. They're like, "We think you have a problem with alcohol." I'm like, "I think I have a problem with your face. Get out of my way." I was like, "I don't have a problem. It's fine."
I can relate.
Like, I don't need this intervention bullshit.
Bitch, I don't have a problem with alcohol. I have a problem with you, which makes me drink. Get the fuck out of my house when I'll be fine.
Like when I said, fuck that guy.
Whoops. I know. Isn't that the worst when people tell you what you said?
I don't even remember that.
Oh, I only had like the bits and clips and remember you being like, and him, like, I don't know. I think he may have just kind of appeared because I vaguely remember being like, and then it was just funny. And I'm like, I'm going to roll with it because why do we care?
That happens like, to me.
If there were a time when I was like, fuck, blah, 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 they would be right behind me.
Always.
Yeah. It was totally like a scene out of a movie for sure. Yeah.
It's always great.
But
come on, injury story, Jeff.
It was fun.
Injury story. I need one. Come on.
I mean, I've crashed a couple cars.
Oh, I did that.
Yeah.
I got one. Okay.
I was napping.
Okay, so I did that. I used to drive up to Hollywood when I was in college and I went to Cal State Long Beach. So the drive to LA is at least an hour. But I didn't realize that I'm legally blind at night and I can't see. So I would go on work flights and come back and I haven't slept in 24 hours, but then I go meet my friends at the club and then I'd be driving home after being a lot of bumping into cars and walls and shit. And I one time was driving home, fell asleep behind the wheel and the car just kind of went
represent
to the off ramp. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and I crashed into the wall. What happened was I was asleep, so I didn't know where I was when I woke up. And luckily, there's no one around. I get out of the car and kind of look at him like, it'll be fine. I pull around the corner. I pull into this like shopping center and I was like, just going to charge my phone and take a nap. Took a nap, charged my phone, woke up, called my parents. And
I was with a fucked up car.
I don't know how I got here.
That one wasn't bad, though. Like, there was nobody around. Nothing happened. Like, I ended up being, like, totally fine. But because when you're asleep, you don't feel anything.
Right, you relax.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if I had been awake, I'd have been like, back pain.
I always woke up right before.
Back fight.
But no. I was always like, I looked over at the passenger and was like, this is going to hurt. But it was fine. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't stressed. I probably should. That's why I have all the nerve pain. But I called my mother, and that bitch didn't even come get me. And she tried to make out like she was all whatever, which I knew she wouldn't. I don't even know why I called her. I had to call the angry friend.
The Midge?
Yeah, because it was her car that was right around the telephone pole.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But anyway.
She wasn't mad. She was laughing. Because when she got there to say trooper, she came and he goes, because I called her the word you can't say anymore. The angry for short person.
Dutch Seawall? No? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she's like,
I'm with you.
Right? And the cop's like, friend I can't Dorothy. Call her that. I'm like, no, it's fine. It's fine. She don't mind. I'm like, it is what it is. So she comes in and he's like, are you the angry friend?
Yeah. PC that police officer was.
It was amazing, and like the girl cop was awesome because she was fixing my hair before the mugshot. I don't recommend it, kids. It was very late at night.
You got a mugshot?
Yeah, I'm assuming, right? When you get I got a DWI. Yeah.
Okay, so at least I've got some stories to make us feel better because it's not just us. Don't drink and drive, kids. No. Here's some stories. It was my 22nd birthday, and my friends and I were in a martini bar. I was wearing this cute little black dress and insanely high heels. I was pretty drunk. We're on the dance floor getting down when I lost my balance and fell. I tried to get up, but I couldn't because somehow the heel of my shoe got caught in the crotch of my thong.
Oh my god!
There I was, rolling around like a turtle on its back, trying to untangle my heel and not flash my goods to the entire dance floor. But I rallied like a champ and took a tequila shot to forget my troubles.
How right, did that like even when you lose happen? Your
tooth and you're toothless, you just rally like a champ and you still go like to the club. Champ. And then someone tells you you have a beautiful mouth.
I don't understand how you get your shoe caught in your chone.
That's amazing. Yes. That's amazing. Yes.
She needs all an right. award.
I had just moved to a new city and got really wasted at a club, but in my attempt to stumble home, I realized I couldn't remember my address. Just the neighborhood. I ended up hailing a garbage truck. And he took me to a random spot on my street. I somehow got home safely. Thanks, friendly garbage man.
I could see.
Wait,
Katrina
what time was
that.
This?
I don't know.
I mean, my garbage man's nice and hot. Like, yeah.
Don't you love that? Like, nothing like mm-hmm. a hot garbage man. It's like, oh, you're
it's like manly.
Smelly, but you're beautiful.
And you're like man. You're like a man.
You win and throw you. All right, in
this
shower.
One's good. One night while living abroad in Granada, Spain, my friends and I drank lots of cheap wine and went to a park on a hill. I noticed there was a drop-down garden on the wall of the park. So in my drunken brilliance, I decided to jump off the wall into the garden, except it wasn't a regular garden. It was a rock garden filled with cacti. And to make things worse, my foot got lodged in the corner of the wall. I passed out from blood loss. My toes were cut down to the bone. Luckily, I survived. Oh.
That's
so not I know, right? So much blood today.
It sounds
so blood.
Kind of lucid.
But, like, it's all kind of funny.
Afterwards. Like,
yeah. I mean,
like a week afterwards.
My dental bill was like a few thousand dollars.
That's not funny. My friend took me home from a party because I was ridiculously drunk. When I got back, I found myself trying and failing to get into my pajamas. I ended up taking a Snapchat of myself, totally naked, talking gibberish, and falling off a lofted bed. I woke up to find I had sent the video to my entire friends list, including my mother.
That's amazing.
That is why you don't drink and get on the fucking social media, kids.
I mean, I give my phone to my friends. I'm like, no, I can't.
Especially now, you're like, I know this is going to end badly. It's no good.
Send no right. to the bueno.
I, a female with amazing aim, once peed into a Kool-Aid burst bottle at a party in front of everyone. Low-key, still proud of it.
She probably had a really fresh bikini wax.
She's like, woo!
I was thinking a really big clip.
Do we know how large that opening is of that bottle?
And a Kool-Aid burst, who knows?
Yeah, isn't it like tiny?
It's like a little one, isn't it?
It's like a juice box, right? The plastic?
I think so.
I mean, now I'm picturing a Capri Sun, which is like the size of your urethra.
Remember the
Hold on, let me. You guys chat. That. I'll have a quick look and see if I can find a picture of a Kool-Aid.
I need to know because. Yes. Also, Jeffrey, what are you drinking? Because I think you're going to beat me because I think you're drinking hard alcohol and I'm only having wine.
I am.
Oh, I'm my sure. God.
But it's empty.
I am going to have to show you what this looks like. That's Cheetos. Amazing.
It's the plastic bottle.
Yep.
Oh, fuck you.
Show me.
Hold on. I'm just going to download it.
Jeffrey, okay. What are you drinking? Show us.
I did. I'm
Cheetos?
Cheetos.
That is gigantic. He's in it to win it, guys.
It is. Jeff's got to sleep well tonight. Oh, God.
I remember we hung out and we had sweet tea vodka with tea, and that was good.
Mm-hmm. I have a thing for vodka and tea.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is the bottle that she peed into.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You twist the cap off.
It's so little.
That's some good aim.
I don't know a man that could do that.
She's crouching tiger, hidden vagina.
Yeah, hidden pelvic
floor. She got mad skills. No prolapse on that bitch. She's one of those. She could do that show in Thailand where you spit out the ping pong ball, and she could like totally hang a cement block from her hoo-ha
in front of people as well too. So she had no nerve.
Well, if you had that talent, why wouldn't you do it? In front of people?
She could blow out a candle from across the room.
Look, I feel like if you're 60 and you can do that, you should do it in front of a group of people. That's a skill.
Okay. I had just joined a 24-hour gym a few days before going to a friend's party where I remember having a couple of drinks and then nothing. When I arrived at the gym in the morning after the party, the people at the front desk were giggling. So from what I carefully pieced together, the gym attendants had reviewed the security tapes and saw my drunk, sopping wet body running barefoot on a treadmill for 40 minutes until I threw up. Apparently, I jumped the fence at the party and swam in the neighbor's pool before deciding at 3 a.m. was a good time to go for a run. I still don't know how I got into the gym. That's commitment. That's, you know.
Listen, I have a friend. He owned the club. He was my boss. Anthony Sacco. He's a Vera fan. He's the one that sent the picture with the shirt and he looks terrible. And I'm like, send another one. It's like, get it. We'll go with the first one. This asshole, they do drag and go all over the state. And this is the only time he did drags when we went out of town. And he was surely a mess. And he surely was a mess. He'd wear a boo and he had like a blow up purse. This bitch,
anything is a mess.
So we get to the back to the hotel, and we didn't realize I was with his boyfriend at the time in his car. He had got in with all the lesbians. All of a sudden, we see the trunk pop open of this like 89 Taurus.
No,
and he pops out the trunk. Here's the thing: like you could see out of the trunk because it was all rusted. So he pops up, and he's bouncing all around. He's like Frank, and then we ended up in the gym. He's like Jeff, look, free water. He's like going over to the water cooler with like the snow cone cup, and he's like handing it to all of us, like, look, it's free water. And then he was getting the towels. Oh, he was amazing. Such a good
time. No, that's not. No.
Oh, yeah, dear. Okay. I started drinking in Hong Kong and woke up in Macau. How normal is that?
They're not that far away, though.
Yeah, but still.
Poor
I drank a pint of whiskey at a house party and then stripped down naked and grabbed my mountain unicycle, which was rated to take an impact from a drop of 10 feet with 200-pound person riding it. I proceeded to climb onto my garage roof, mount my unicycle fully naked, adjust my bit for safety, and ride off the edge. Somehow I landed without hurting myself, still the highest drop I have successfully landed on my unicycle. Oh. That could have ended so much worse, right?
Could like, where's the video? I need the
why naked?
That's the best part.
Thank God there weren't cameras when we were in our 20s, because you and I are the same age, girl. Thank God.
I know, right? Thank God social media.
I mean, there were like really shitty cell phone photos, but
yeah.
No, they didn't even, I mean,
I'd have been viral for all the wrong reasons.
At the end of my club career, like, you had the really shitty career. Yeah. Because once I got with Joe, I was done with the club. I mean, oh, look at you slurping.
Well, I got to wrap this up, fellas, because there's something at my door. Oh,
do you know what? I think this might require a part two somewhere down the road.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe we'll see you soon for another drink, kids. You never know. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah, Jeff went. Jeff won a little bit. We're going to leave you with this very funny video because I think this is the kind of old person I want to be. We'll see you soon. Bye.
My favorite video ever. This is literally Joe. I'm telling you, this is why we unblocked each other on Facebook, so I could send him this video. Because it would be the two of us.
Dad's going. Dad's
going. I love this.
Bye, Dad. Mom can't handle it. Mom's only made it up two stairs. Mom's like, no, I can't. How'd you end up down there? I wonder what happened to Ford. To the drinks he had in his hand.
I'm back.
They didn't come down with him.
No, but they're ready. Wait for it.
He's like, how did I end up down there?
What happened was bottomless mimosas.
And then she's like, oh, you carry my drink. So I'll be up in a minute. I just can't seem to work this fourth step. Mm-hmm. The fourth step, I can't. All right, here we go. Four.
Okay, you know that's going to be me because I'm the one who can't do escalators.
And that's all we're going to leave you with today, kids. We'll see you soon. Bye.